They sound like nasty little buggers when you read DEC's description of them. In their proposed plan to eliminate mute swans by 2025, they say the fowl is known to attack humans and small children and can be so aggressive as to make some outdoor recreation areas inaccessible during nesting season. Also, the DEC says mute swans dig up submerged plant life and contaminate swimming pools with feces. The mute swan population exploded in the 1990s to around 2,500 on Long Island. The DEC worries the population will now spike in upstate areas. Larry Penny is a naturalist who helps count mute swans on the South Fork. He says the population has been stable for the last several years and that hunts are not necessary.
I think there would be an uproar and an outrage if, because it would be so easy to kill the mute swans. I mean, you can almost walk up to them. They don't fly like ducks or geese. They don't fly away. They swim away slowly, you know.
Penny says he used to dislike mute swans because they weren't native to North America. But now he says he likes them because they're pretty, and the cobs and pens stay together for years to raise several broods of swanlings. In addition to allowing hunting, the DEC is proposing to permit licensed breeders to capture the swans. Ornamental swans can be sold for upwards of $1,500. The DEC is accepting public comment through the end of the month. Charles Lane, WSHU News.